This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And at the end of the week, pictures of the U.S. economy and the latest jobs report, which was guardedly positive. We'll talk about that later in the hour. Also, pictures of the alarming, unforeseen consequences of two wars for some American veterans struggling to move on with their lives. Can Afghanistan move on from three decades of civil war? We'll explore some ghosts of the old Soviet Union afoot in Afghanistan and in Eastern Europe, thinking about the alarming new face of Russia's Vladimir Putin. And our Friday concludes with the resolution of our TV Greats competition. Can Mary Richards surpass Hawkeye from MASH or Lieutenant Commander Data, the android from Star Trek TNG? Who's the TV all-time great on The Takeaway? Well, you can decide by voting at thetakeaway.org. But first, a second terrible shooting rampage at Fort Hood Military Base, which was the scene of so much violence back in 2009 when a soldier opened fire. We're learning details that this week's shooter, who killed himself on Wednesday, was being treated for mental illness, anxiety, and being evaluated for PTSD. He served in Egypt from 2007 to January 2008 and in Iraq for 6 months in 2011. Marjorie Morrison joins us now, CEO and founder of the Military and Civilian Resilience Training Program, PsychArmor. She's also a psychotherapist and author of The Inside Battle, Our Military Mental Health Crisis. Marjorie, welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Great. So, Marjorie, let's begin. How long have you been observing the military mental health care systems and the VA trying to deal with all the mental health consequences for troops back home from these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq?
Well, I started about a decade ago, dabbled in it a little bit, did some short-term anonymous confidential contracts where I went on a base and did a little bit of, you know, anonymous counseling. But I got pretty deep into it in about 2008, where I spent a year on the Marine Corps Recruit Training Depot. And I, at that point in time, was put in a counseling office and realized that these weren't men that were ever going to come, most likely were not going to come in for counseling. So through that, we created a proactive counseling program, and we found that to be a really effective way to bring services to them.
When you look at the situation at Fort Hood this week, how much of this is the military really creating problems for itself by not dealing with this in a proactive way? And how much of this is just the extraordinary difficulty of all of these troops, both of these wars, and how long this has gone on?
You know, I think it's a combination of both of those. You know, when you look at the Fort Hood incident, I don't know that we can really say this was a PTSD issue, right? Because he didn't properly have that diagnosis and he didn't see combat. So I think this case might fall into not that different of one like Sandy Hook or the Navy Yard, because it sounds like in that particular situation, right, his mom and his grandmother had just recently passed away in the last few weeks. And that might have been what set him over the edge. I mean, I think that when we look at it from a systemic standpoint, all of these things are sort of manifestations of stress that are not able to properly get dealt with. And so it becomes more catastrophic.
You know, I've done reporting on this. And at the beginning of the Iraq war, the military made a decision, at least according to reporting that I and some other reporters did, to not baseline screen the troops going into combat for anxiety issues, PTSD issues, the potential for mental illness. And it really creates a pattern. I'm wondering if, in your experience, the military has a problem with preventive strategies on mental health, that they'd much prefer to deal with it on the back end.
I could not agree with you more. I mean, we just cannot seem to move them into that direction. I believe that they try, but it's a check in the box. It's a, let's do a suicide prevention, everybody go in theater, and, you know, here it is. But what they haven't been able to do is to look at that prevention individually, which I say, you know, every single one of us has a propensity to what happens to us when we're under stress, right? Some people drink too much, some people socially isolate, some people spend too much money. And so if you learn what happens to you and you learn remedies that you can put into place when such a thing occurs, you have an exponentially better chance of it not turning into some horrible event. And yet the military will teach individually physical health, right? They have physical training, but not mental health. Right?
Do you believe that there are preventive strategies that can deal with things like PTSD and post-combat consequences?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, just from my own personal experience, I spent a year at MCRD and I put 500 to 600 drill instructors through mandatory individual and group counseling. And it was a phenomenal program. And everybody that was part of it thought that that was the answer. Then we went to Camp Pendleton and we designed the same similar program on a larger scale, had buy-in from the general, the colonel of the 1st Marine Regiment. It was that group of 4,500 young men or all infantry. I interviewed hundreds and hundreds of Marines to understand what really are the issues. And we wrote a great program. We just were never able to get it off the ground.
So what's standing in the way before we go?
Well, I mean, for one is that we needed this credential and you couldn't get the credential without a program of record, but you can't get a program of record because of sequestration. So we hit a dead end there. We went to headquarters Marine Corps. We had a 06 Navy captain psychiatrist present the program. I mean, this is a lot of guys on the ground, you know, who are high level, but doing the work, say, hey, this is what we need. And yet headquarters Marine Corps said, okay, we listened to your presentation. We're going to put it in a committee. And 7 months later, we got a form letter saying, sorry, it's been denied because of duplication of services. We went to Congress. A congressman wrote a letter to the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Navy launched an investigation. And that was in December. And we haven't heard anything yet. So meanwhile, it's a year and a half later.
And so frustrating given what's happened at Fort Hood this week, even though, as you say, it might not be directly related to these kind of preventive strategies, but more needs to be done. Marjorie, thanks so much.
You bet.
Marjorie Morrison is CEO and founder of the Military and Civilian Resilience Training Program, Psych Armor. She's a psychotherapist and author of The Inside Battle, Our Military Mental Health Crisis. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.